We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With this Christmas song here, I notice everybody's jumping the gun on Christmas decorations at home, don't you?
Yes, and I love it, Dale.
Even in my house.
Oh, even you.
Yeah, no, well, I'm not doing it. My wife and
Scrooge.
My daughter are, but no, it's just, you know, this seems early to me, but we're going to go get the tree this weekend.
You're damn right, me too. Decorating, yeah. Eggnog, trees, decorations. I ordered a new white trash blow-up that my wife's not happy about. I'm going all in this weekend.
I don't even want to ask.
Well, you know, you're kind of piqued your interest, didn't I?
Yeah, well.
Have you ever envisioned what a blow-up pontoon boat with Santa riding in the front and a reindeer driving would look like?
I think we'd call it heaven.
Yes, I think so, too. 10 feet long, 7 feet tall, and it's going to be in my front yard when it arrives on Monday.
10 feet long?
Yep.
And 7 feet tall?
Yeah, my wife's not all that happy about it, but I don't care what my wife thinks about it. Me and the kids, we're happy. Yeah,
have a vote, huh?
No. I came in the other day with the catalog. I go, what do you think of this thing? She goes, it's hideous. I go, well, that's too bad because it's already shipping.
Because it's already on its way.
The kids are so excited. It's Christmas. Get happy. Let's go.
I noticed all over the place. People have, and it's because, you know, everybody's been locked down and depressed. And,
right.
And they're saying, let's just find something happy to talk about and think about. And they've jumped the gun, and I'm all for it.
Good. And that's why I told Bridget. Christmas music, because as I was driving in, I was starting to reset some of the buttons on my car so I could get the Christmas music playing from sunrise to sunset.
The latest on the Ravens situation, Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network. League officials at the NFL are meeting later today to discuss the Ravens situation. I'm told by a league source that a decision on the game at the Steelers Sunday may not be made today, however. Test results from today don't come in until tonight. They may be looking at, you know, today and saying, look, we got four more today. Obviously, we got to push this thing off. But Mike Tomlin's already canceled practice for the Steelers today. He's waiting for more information. Now nobody knows what's going to happen.
So neither team is practicing for one of the league's marquee games potentially.
Oh, it is.
Sunday.
It is a national telecast on NBC at 1:15 Sunday afternoon.
Right. It's got a Hall of Fame quarterback, staple franchise on one side. It's got last year's MVP on the other side, and we're just going to wing it. We're going to play pickup, roll the ball out there, see what happens. Kind of flies in the face of what coach has been telling us for years that it's all about preparation, and we need more time, more time, more time. They're just going to roll it out and play. I'm all for it.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Adele, I know you're talking about the NFL, but Nick Saban is the best branch on the Belichick tree.
Well, but
except he's not in the NFL, so.
Right. And
No. I said I know you're talking about the NFL. I was just joking around. But the other guys, they got hot, too, because remember Mangenius, they were saying that for a while.
Yep.
And Charlie Weiss, when he was at Notre Dame, he was hot for a while too. So sometimes guys start out hot and then cool off. I mean, I would love for Flores to succeed, but hopefully it happens.
Yeah, most of them started out hot. Josh McDaniels won his first, 6-0 to start his first year in Denver. Then it kind of fell apart in scandal, and he was out less than a year later. Charlie Weiss got off to the good start at Notre Dame, turned that into that ridiculous 10-year contract extension. Billy O'Brien has had plenty of success at both Penn State and Houston. So they're not without success, and you're right, maybe it's a little too early to anoint Brian Flores anything, but he's gotten off to a nice start.
And from the minute he arrived there, that organization looked like they were for real. You know, Matt Patricia is worrying about things like whether a reporter slumped in a chair at the press conference, and Brian Flores is actually undertaking actual change within the organization.
Yes, and that's why I say on some level I think there's a blueprint here in terms of, you know, getting rid of aging guys that, A, you don't want to pay, but also, B, might not be rowing in the same direction that you want the boat to go in, turning them into draft picks. But I also think some of it is leadership from the top. And, you know, we've questioned the leadership of these other AFC East teams for years. And I don't know exactly what's going on in that area with Stephen Ross down in Miami, because he was a guy that wasn't overly well thought of as an owner for a long time.
Right.
And it's funny. Now you win a couple games, your coach, your face is looking like, you know, he knows what he's doing. Maybe you get a franchise quarterback, and we're not talking about the bumbling owner anymore. But I do think we never see enough of that. But that ownership, front office leadership aspect of these rebuilds and turning NFL teams around is such a huge aspect of actually finding success.
And people who know him, and you know him, you know, much better than I do, everybody who knows Brian Flores said they're not surprised.
No. He oozes leadership. And even in the roles as he ascended in the Patriots, I think he was the safeties coach and the linebackers coach, whatever it was, you'd talk to guys that played for him, and they just loved him. And as he would take on a bigger role or, you know, get a little more notoriety, everybody would have nothing but praise for Brian Flores and the way he not only coached, like the actual technical aspects of the job, but just the he's a natural born leader. He has that. He has whatever that is. When he walks into a room, he knows that his way he believes in, and he thinks others will believe in it. And more often than not, they do.
It's funny because some guys, I think, just expect because they sit in the corner office that everybody will just believe in them anyway.
Right. And that's not the reality of the world. You have to care. And we all see this. I mean, we talk about it in relation to Cam and Jarrett Stidham or people in this business or any business you've ever been or any teacher you've, you know, do we know exactly why one teacher walked into our high school classroom and we immediately liked and respected that one and another walked in and we didn't? I don't know that we know the details of it, but we feel it, right? Students feel it. There are certain people that control a room in any role they're in and ooze leadership, and certain people that don't.
617-779-7937. Jesse's in Fall River. Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
I'm good. First time calling you guys. I have called before, but I chicken out all the time. But this time, I'm a huge, huge Brumans fan. I got albums, records, cards, you name it. I'm a huge from the 70s. Now, this is for Andy. Andy, nothing beats Portuguese stuffing, guy. Nothing.
That is true. That is true. And I don't know that enough people really know what Portuguese stuffing is, so explain your version.
Okay, well, my version is you so take.
Unfortunately, sorry, Jesse.
Poor Jesse never got to share his Portuguese stuffing.
Well, because it's time. Bridget, line 8, right? Yes, thank you. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Patriots defensive back Jason McCourty. Our conversation with Jason is brought to you by Town Fair Tire and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs fast. Visit Zooty.com for details. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing great, thank you. Off topic, but a guy you know very well, and we were just talking about Brian Flores and the success he's having with the Miami Dolphins. I'm guessing, having worked with him in the past, that doesn't surprise you.
No, I only got 1 year to be under Flo, but no, definitely a really good coach. It's just his personality. He demands a lot from his players, but he's going to have you well-prepared, and the expectation you're going to go out there, execute, and play well. And I think he's done a really good job so far in Miami. Guys are buying in. They believe in what they're doing, and you can see the results. I talk to Van Noy often throughout the course of the weeks and stuff, so they're figuring things out there, and it's good for Flo and the rest of it.
Jason, you've been around the NFL a little bit, 3 different franchises. You've seen different coaches, leaders, and I'm just wondering, if you invest really well, you become the owner of an NFL franchise one day, what are the strengths that you're looking for in a head coach if you're going through that hiring process?
That's probably a question I've never given really any thought to. I think just overall, I think when you're looking at people that you want to lead, I think one of the key things is always going to be consistency. I know for me as a player, the one thing, whether there's different ways to skin a cat. So whether your coach is a screamer, whether he's more of a teacher, whatever his characteristics are and his traits are, I think the one thing that as a player that you really appreciate from a coach is just the consistency that you know you can expect the same thing from a guy each and every day. Throughout my career, I've had coaches where one day they're as cool as a fan and you're laughing and joking. Just the next day or maybe after a loss, you can't get two words out of a guy. So I think as a player, you appreciate that consistency from a coach each and every day.
I assume that you appreciate honesty from a coach in a private setting, in a meeting room, face-to-face. Do you appreciate that same honesty from a coach about your game if he's doing it publicly to the media?
I've never been one to really care about things like that. I think at the end of the day, from a coach's standpoint, you're always going to make decisions and moves that are solely based on the better of the team. So I think sometimes when you look at players and you go meet with a coach privately, hey, like if I'm a coach and I need this player to play well on Sunday, I may just tell him what he wants to hear to be able to get through the week and be able to have him on Sunday, opposed to maybe being completely honest with him. And as far as whatever a coach says in the media, I'm not a guy that really looks at any of that or really cares about it. I think for me, you know, as a player, the focus is always on whatever the job is for that upcoming week. I'm not scrolling through Twitter or looking over to look at the transcripts to see what a coach said about me or didn't say about me.
As we look back at last week's performance for the pass defense, I'm guessing not one you want to remember for all too long, but what do you learn from last week's performance? What went wrong? What do you guys need to do better this week facing a similar athletic quarterback?
I think overall we want to cover better. We want to communicate better and then also try to keep the quarterback in the pocket better. And I think that goes for us as a defense in total, not just the secondary, not just the D-line. Times where guys come free up front, times where guys come free, maybe linebackers or secondary, doing a good job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket, I think is going to be huge. And then on the outside, we just have to do a good job of being disruptive, whether it's intercepting the ball, whether it's breaking passes up. We have to put that type of pressure on them from a secondary standpoint.
Two games ago against Baltimore, I thought it was the most physical game I'd seen from your Patriots defense this year. Last week didn't seem to be as physical. Any ideas why?
I think last week when we talked about it, that's what I said. When you're going against a team that's going to run the ball and they're downhill and everybody's in tight, it dictates kind of the type of the game. I think from a physicality standpoint, last week is more of a spread, more of a drop back pass, and Watson scrambling. So the game is just isn't going to look as physical. I'm sure somebody from Houston's perspective may say, hey, we didn't look physical. We didn't run the ball well. So I think it's all in what you're looking at. It was easy to tell in the Baltimore game because Boyle's flashing. He's coming across the line. And, hey, the guy on the other side is either going to take it to him or he's going to receive it. I think it's different when you're maybe rushing the passer and Deshaun Watson's scrambling around and you can't go in there full speed and just drop your head. You got to look and see where he's going to end up. I think a lot of it dictates the type of game. Sometimes you have to out-physical another team. Sometimes you have to outsmart them. This thing is sometimes is like a chess game, but we always want to be physical. We always want to enforce our will. So I think overall, you look at the keys to the game, and when you're not physical, if you don't execute well, you usually come up on the short end of the stick when it comes to the score.
Why is DeAndre Hopkins so good?
He catches the ball well. I think when you look at receivers, the key is get open and catch the ball, no matter who you are, what type of skill set you have. And DeAndre Hopkins is a guy that he's mastered the art of catching the ball. So for him, he gets open, and times that he doesn't get open, he still catches the ball. And there's nothing a receiver can do better than being able to possess the ball.
Final question before we let you go. Are you guys following what's going on with Baltimore right now?
Not really. Obviously, you see that they've had multiple positives, that the game's up for grabs. I think from our perspective, we know that type of situation all too well. So I think you're not monitoring it as closely as other people are. But I think just from a league standpoint, everybody's kind of interested because anybody can end up in that type of situation.
Jason, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
Take care. That is Jason McCourty, Patriots defensive back, cornerback. And we'll get to back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Michael Irvin will join us at the bottom of the hour. Mike Giardi at 1 o'clock. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.